Now a 13-year-old Dutch girl wants to make that trip, and her parents have given her their permission. But authorities in the Netherlands are trying to stop her. They say it's too dangerous. Sarah Dimmerman is a child and family therapist and the author of the new book, Character is the Key, How to Unlock the Best in Our Children and Ourselves. Sarah's with us in the studio. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Stu?
Good, thanks. What's your reaction to allowing a 13-year-old to sail around the world solo?
Well, I don't think it would come as any surprise to your listeners to hear that I'd be opposed to that. I think no matter how mature and self-confident any 13-year-old is, they certainly lack the life experience to be able to handle the kinds of things that come their way. And as Derek said in the blurb that you just played, you know, it takes an incredible amount of not just physical strength but mental endurance. And I think that, as he said as well, you know, most adults would not be able to handle that kind of situation, let alone a 13-year-old. With any kind of support in any way, let alone a peer support or parental support, but absolutely at 13, I think there would need to be some adult supervision and guidance there.
I understand this girl basically was born in a boat. She's been on a boat.
Yeah.
She's sailed to just about everywhere you can sail to.
Right.
How do we know when someone is prepared? Or I guess the other way of putting that same question is, how do we know that she's not ready for this particular girl?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of focus has been on how ready she is as a sailor. As you just said, you know, born in a boat, her father was a sailor apparently all her life. But I think sailing is only a very small part of what would prepare her for that kind of a voyage. You know, having the skills is, of course, vital. But I think having the life experience, knowing how to problem solve your way out of difficult situations, enduring what Derek said in terms of that kind of depressed state or feeling isolated is something that a 13-year-old, I don't believe, would be equipped to handle. So, you know, in terms of, as you just said, in terms of your own child handling anything, you know, I would imagine that most parents wouldn't be dealing with this kind of thing. But handling any kind of responsibility, or how do we know when they're ready? I think that's a good question, but I think most parents need to do that by really knowing their child very well. It's not just about age, but it's also about their level of self-confidence, the maturity, their ability to handle, to observe them handling similar or tricky situations, to identify where the gaps are in learning and to be there as a parent to prompt them along the way and then to gently wean back. But for me, it's mostly about being able to problem solve your way out of tricky situations, because as we both know, there's generally not one kind of definitive answer to any kind of problem. But knowing how to problem solve your way out of the situation and knowing that there are always several options takes a lot of life experience and takes a lot of hand-holding and supervising and guiding through difficult times.
This dilemma for these parents and for the Dutch government, I suppose, is kind of on a much larger scale than a problem many parents are dealing with, maybe even this weekend. It's the last few days of August. Many
yeah.
Canadian parents are packing up their kids to take to college or university. Maybe other kids are at a young age preparing to go to Europe for some sort of tour.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of letting kids show their independence or move out even at a younger age?
Well, I think there are great benefits if the child is ready. And I think one way of determining if a child is ready, as I said earlier, is to observe your child to know how they've handled situations like that before. You know, you wouldn't want to throw your child into the deep end to learn to swim if they didn't have the fundamental skills of swimming. So again, if your child was leaving to go to university, you wouldn't want them moving into their own apartment with nobody else, just living alone, if they've always lived at home with you, for example. You know, it may be best for them to move, and most universities, I think, encourage this or, in fact, require it, that most first-year university students who are moving away from home live in some kind of residence where they may have their meals prepared for them, or they may be sharing a kitchen with a group of other peers. And then generally in second year is when university students find other students that they can move into an apartment with. So I think it's all the learning experience and moving from one step to the other and taking those baby steps.
Hmm. The system, I guess, you know, as you pointed out, is sort of structured to allow for a series of graduations from some co-living to greater independence at the university level anyways.
Absolutely.
What is there for parents to kind of gradually let go of their child as their child becomes more like an adult, more independent?
Well, I think, you know, I know we're talking about a 13-year-old in that story, but you know, parents need to recognize that it starts at a very young age. So, for example, you know, a 4-year-old would be encouraged to dress him or herself a 7 or 8-year-old would be encouraged to bathe him or herself. A 10, he or she could be preparing a snack at home, and then a 12, he or she could be walking to school with a friend. So by the time that they reach 18 and they're ready to go off to university or leave home, they've been given all these small graduated steps, as you said, to work towards being able to live on his or her own.
And for parents, though, my question there was whether there's something similar for parents. It's difficult to drive away and leave Junior on the steps of the residence. What do they do to let go?
Well, you know, I'm a parent whose daughter is about to start university myself in a few days, and it's very anxiety-provoking, the same way as when a child gets into the car to drive for the first time. Anything that, you know, is beyond taking responsibility at home, like taking care of a sibling, you know, I wouldn't as a parent drop my child off on the steps of residence and drive away. You know, my daughter who is taking the subway for the first time on her own, we've gone through several steps during the summer where first I went with her on the subway. We looked at how to navigate her way around downtown. The second time I went on the subway but sat in a different car to her. And now she's going to be going on her own, but we took several steps in order to get her where she needs to go, even at 18.
Mm.
So I think we need to, as parents, even of older children, recognize that they need some hand-holding. But as you just mentioned, too, I think it's very difficult. Sometimes we have to look at our own anxieties, recognize that they're normal to feel the way that we're feeling, but also recognize whether sometimes our own anxieties hinder our children's development, too.
Okay, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
That's Sarah Dimmerman. She's a child and family therapist and author of the new book, Characters, the Key, How to Unlock the Best in Our Children and Ourselves.